So I have done research on impacts of transportation services in Saskatchewan. So my previous research had looked at how the loss of the Saskatchewan Transportation Company was affecting the health of the population. And this is kind of still transportation and health, but the other way around, how the presence of a service is leading to improvements for the population.
And do you think maybe in the future there's a chance that maybe from this study or future studies that the Saskatchewan government might realize how much transit is needed and maybe bring back new programs like that?
That's a good question, and I wish I had a straightforward answer. I genuinely don't know what the government will do or will not do. I think the evidence is very clear, though, that the absence of transportation, intercommunity transportation, plays a huge negative role on people's health, right? So there is people feeling isolated. There's people not being able to access economic opportunities because some people use buses to go to jobs. There's accident rates that may be higher because we don't have access to public transportation. I think sometimes the way governments think about this issue is kind of the opposite of what they should be thinking. So, for example, if you cut a bus service, you may think you've saved whatever dollar amount. But by not having the bus service, there's also all the other problems that you've created by not having the bus service. So, for example, if people are missing their hospital appointments, they're probably showing up to their appointments at a later date with a more complicated case, which is more costly to deal with. So perhaps the government may see the value in some of this research and rethink, the fact that we don't have intercommunity transportation at all in Saskatchewan. But I don't know how they perceive it or how they understand it. But based on the research that I have conducted over the last 5, 6 years, I will say that it's an absolute necessity that we have intercity transportation in Saskatchewan, and that interventions like the one that Keekanaak has started is a step in the right direction, and it allows, community members to go where they need to go.
And I can't remember if you mentioned already, but when did this study begin and is it now fully wrapped up?
That's a good question. No, it's not wrapped up. We started, I first called Ron maybe in October of 2022 when I first heard about the service, and we didn't have any funding to do the study, so we just did a free study basically. And now we have gotten access to some resources, and so we're able to do multiple things, like conducting interviews that we have done, and also organizing events like this to bring people together to talk about the service, talk about what we could do differently, etc. And then we are going to do a more in-depth survey on the bus in the next little while, whilst the bus is still running, to understand how the bus affects people's quality of life. How does the bus affect people's social participation? So you see that what I was showing you, the graphs I was showing in there, they weren't perfect, because there's lots of things that we want to know. When we say elder, what age group is that? So we are going to do a survey where people will give us more specific information. Hopefully, over the next year, we will keep collecting data. But of course, as you heard Ron say, we don't know if the bus service is going to be there, past June. So, but we want to continue to study it. Even if the bus itself is not there, we can still try to find the people who have used it and talk to them to understand, what the bus meant to them and what it did for them as a way of continuing to advocate for, sustaining that service.
And kind of how did you hear about the Keekanaak bus service and what made it unique and interesting to you?
Yeah, so I just saw a news article because I had done my whole research project, written up my thesis and all of that stuff. I had a job at the university now, and I was, deciding what kind of research I want to do. And when I saw a newspaper article that said that there was a free bus in a community, I was extremely excited because I'm very passionate about transportation and health. And so I phoned up Ron immediately. I didn't know Ron before that time. And I said, "You are really doing this? This is fantastic. Like, I have done this type of research before. I want to study this because I think it's unique. And I genuinely don't know of any other community in Canada that has free intercity transportation. So this is very unique. And other communities communities could learn from, you know, LaRange through this intervention?